Governor Brown is expected to rescind the statewide drought declaration that's been in effect for 2 years as soon as the numbers are in from today's survey of the Sierra snowpack. The survey is expected to confirm it's been a surprisingly soggy winter. Jeff Keitlinger heads LA's Metropolitan Water District, which serves about 19 million people in Southern California.
I've never seen a swing this dramatic, where we went from 3 years of drought, every reserve in the state down to critical levels, to, in a single year, everything back to full immediately. This has been an amazing year.
Keitlinger, like most water mavens, continues to urge us all to treat water like the precious resource it is, regardless of the weather. At a trade conference in Los Angeles yesterday, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gary Locke urged American businesses to export more. You might be surprised to know that for all the talk we hear about the global marketplace, only 1% of U.S. companies export.
The U.S. is such a large market, and a large number of firms tend to focus domestically and have been relatively unaware of the opportunities elsewhere.
UCLA management professor Ed Lehmer watches Asia-Pacific trade closely. The story in California is dramatically different from the rest of the nation, though. California exporters shipped $11.7 billion worth of goods abroad in January alone. That's a number that hasn't been seen since 1987. Agriculture is a big part of that, but it's not the only thing.
It's intellectual product that we fundamentally are selling when we export the physical products to foreign locations. It's the innovative, creative things that are being done here in California and nationwide for that matter.
Can you give us some examples?
Computer and electronics is still one of the big employers here, and so they do all kinds of technical equipment, which is exported abroad. That's important.
Who's buying all of our stuff?
Well, the Japanese, who have been purchasers, are not likely to be strong purchasers going forward. But even the Chinese import California products, and sometimes those come back in the hulls of ships in the form of finished products, too.
So California exports are going gangbusters right now. But I'm wondering if all this growth is vulnerable to things like the dollar strengthening or oil prices continuing to rise.
Well, the strengthening of the dollar seems not likely to be in the cards. In the next decade, we think a weakening of the dollar will make California more competitive in the global marketplace. That is an inevitable consequence of that huge external gap that we have. We're importing $600, $700, $800 billion more than we export on an annual basis. As far as oil is concerned, that makes all the more reason why we have to ramp up our exporting, because the rise in the price of oil over the last year and a half amounts to a 2% tax, in a sense that Americans are now spending about 2% more of their total incomes on oil imports than they did a couple of years ago.
Management professor Ed Lehmer directs the UCLA Anderson Forecast.